Access of Minds is part of the SPOR network, which is one of 9 different initiatives around the strategy for patient-oriented research. And within Access Open Minds, our focus is delivering, trying to change the way youth use and access mental health services. And so Sturgeon Lake is one of 14 sites across Canada. And I think that's what makes our site really different from everybody, is because we like to authentically engage within the youth, as well as what we do different within the network is trying to incorporate our culture into the work that we're doing. I actually didn't tell you the acronym. That was just our 5 objectives. The acronym is Adolescence Connection to Community-Driven, Early Strength-Based, and Stigma-Free Services. When we first got involved with Linda, we had started our own path. There was me and another youth going forward with this. Our budget was like $1,500, and then we didn't realize how much it was actually going to cost to actually do a lot of this work. And since we started our path, you know, we all kind of go on our different levels and different communities, right? And I think just the timeline is not as fast as we thought it was going to be.
That youth space is just across from the school. It used to be an adult education school. Carpentry 10 and 20. We are renovating it inside. Oh, it's how it looks now.
Nice. So, yeah. So this is youth space on the reserve where you guys come together.
Yes. And this is when it got broken into. We can try to be hard for something, and it can easily just be taken away by one false act.
But then you didn't let that happen, did you?
No. We got together and all cleaned it, and we took shifts looking after it each day until we got confirmation on getting ourselves back. It was all volunteer. That's how it looks now.
Nice. Guys did a good job.
Mm-hmm. Took us a long time, and it took a lot of hard work and volunteer hours. A majority of our artwork is donated by the school, but some of it is from local painters that we like to bring into our space to see what other kids can learn from. There's other people on the res that have talents that they want. And here's some events that we did throughout the summer. We had choir. We had a winter roast for the youth. We're kind of light right now, but we're still growing as an organization under us. We are hoping to expand it in the next few years.
We also have more younger youth coming out to the youth space, and so these are regulars that come out and hang out. This was a crafts night we had at the youth space. We also did a culture camp, and I think the important when we first started this was that we needed to meet the youth where they're at, and we needed to get more of like buying into the idea of what we're trying to do and trying to empower them. And so that's how we kind of started out the project, was just meeting them, having wiener roasts and soccer and playing basketball. And this was the following year, and we have more people coming out to these events.